Blog Talk Radio.
Heavenly Father, creator of all things on and in the earth, thank you, thank you, thank you for being who you are, merciful, caring. Thank you, Father God, for blessing us, your sheep, with sound mind, good health, and prosperity. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. We have a beautiful day here in Detroit and several things going on. I'll mention a few of those before I start talking about the book of Revelation. What I want you to do is get your Bibles. I read from the New King James Version of the Bible. And my reading may be a little different from yours. Now, one of the things that are going on here in Detroit is called the Woodward Dream Cruise, where classic cars are driving down Woodward. Right now, it's a beautiful day. Later on, starting around 10 o'clock today, there's the African American World Festival downtown. And I think there is a Tigers game. Now, remember, I want you to have your pencil and paper ready, as well as a cold glass of water, if you like. But I'm going to start reading from the King James Version of the Book of Revelation, starting off at chapter 13, where I left off at the last time. Now, Revelation means to reveal something. And the last time I learned something that I really, you know, I have read the book. I really didn't think I would learn anything because I've read this book twice before. But it seems like when I read now, things are opening up. I'm understanding what's written in here better. And what I understood last week in chapter 13, I just read chapter 13, verses 1 and 2, and I found out that Satan, the dragon, is going to transfer his powers, his authority, and his throne to a beast. Now, when I read the Bible before, I just read through it. It was like, I suppose, a book. But right now, this prophecy has more meaning because I understood something different. Okay, let's go to the book of Revelation. Chapter 13, and I pray that the good Lord blesses me to read all the way up until the end of chapter 16 before I go off the end of the air. Let's get started. Book of Revelation, chapter 13. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, And I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns ten crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. I saw one of the heads as if it had been mortally wounded, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world marveled and followed the beast. So they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" And he gave a mouth, and he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemous against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. And it was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. And all who dwell on the earth will worship him, whose name have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. And he exercised all the authority of the first beast in his presence, and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. He performed great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on earth in the sight of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to breathe to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive the mark on their right hand and on their foreheads, so that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of the beast. So there were three things that you had to have in order to buy food. You had to have the mark of the beast, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. The number is 666. Chapter 14. I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion. I looked that up on the computer. New Mount Zion is the New Jerusalem. Let me start verse chapter 14 again. So you know when I say Mount Zion, you'll know that means New Jerusalem. Then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000 having the Father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of a loud thunder. And I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps, and they sang as if it were a new song before the throne, before the elders, and no one could learn that song except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who were not defiled with woman, for they are virgins. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile. Guile means deceitfulness or cunning, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water." And another angel followed, saying, "Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all nations drink the wine of the wrath of her fornication." Now, wrath means anger. And fornication is voluntary sex between persons not married to each other. Then a third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "Anyone worships the beast and his image and receives his mark on his forehead or on his hand, he himself shall also drink the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out full strength into the cup of his indignation." Indignation means anger, rage. "And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angel and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascended forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." Then I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, "Write, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor and their works follow them." And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and on the cloud sat one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, "Thrust in your sickle and reap, for the time has come for you to reap the harvest, for the harvest of the earth is ripe." Thrust means to swing, like you swing your sling, or swing your sling blade to cut that cuts grass. Verse verse 16 of verse 14 of chapter 14. Verse 16 reads, "So he who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped." Then another angel came out the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar who had power over fire. And he cried with a loud cry to who had the sharp sickle, saying, "Thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for the grapes are fully ripe." So the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and threw it into a great wine press of the wrath of God. And you know, wrath means anger. And the wine press was trampled outside the city, and blood came up from the wine press up to a horse's bridle. You know, a horse's bridle is that thing that's on the horse's neck or mouth that controls the movement for the movement of the horse. And let me read verse 20 again. "And the wine press was trampled outside of the city, and blood came out the wine press up to the horse's bridle, and 1,600 furlongs." That means approximately 184 miles of blood came up to Lot, or horse's neck. Now, that's taller than I, and I'm 5'5 in height. Chapter 15. "Then I saw another sign in heaven, and marveled, and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. And I saw something like a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who have the victory over the beast and over the image and over the mark and over the number of his name standing on the sea of glass, having harps of God." Thank God that in this prophecy, the beast was killed. There was victory over that beast, because I was wondering, well, you know, Satan had given up his power to this beast. So what happened? And now I know the beast will be defeated. Let's go to verse 3 of chapter 15. "And they sang the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are your work, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the saints. Who shall not fear you?" Excuse me, let me read that again, because Satan put a word in my mouth that should not have been there. It says, "Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. For all nations shall come and worship before you, for your judgments have been manifested." Manifested means plain, made clear. "After these things I looked, and behold, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And out of the temple came the seven angels having the seven plagues, clothed in pure linen, clothed in pure, bright linen, and having their chests girded with golden bands. Then one of the four living creatures gave to the seven angels seven golden bowls full of the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. No one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed. Chapter 16. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, "Go and pour out the bowls of wrath of God on the earth." The first bowl, malignant sores. Malignant means uncontrolled growth. So the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and foul and loathsome. Loathsome means like a nauseating smell. A loathsome sores came upon the men who had the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. The second bowl, the sea turns to blood. Then the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man, and every living creature in the sea died. The third bowl. Then the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and the springs of water, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters saying, "You are righteous, O Lord, the one who is, the one who was, and who is to be, because you have judged these things, for they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, for it is their just due." And I heard another angel from the altar saying, "Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments." The fourth bowl, men are scorched. Then the fourth angel poured out from his bowl on the sun, and power was given to him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God who has power over these plagues, and they did not repent and give him glory. The fifth bowl, darkness and pain. Then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and the kingdom, and his kingdom became full of darkness, and they gnawed. Gnawed means to chew down. They gnawed on their tongues because of pain. Then they blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pain and their sores, and did not repent of their deeds. The sixth bowl, Euphrates dries up. Then the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates, and that prophecy is coming true, and its waters were dried up, so that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I'm wondering now if the armies of the east will be able to march through the great Euphrates River once it dries up. But I'm just guessing at that. That is not what the Bible says. Let's go to verse 13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophets. And I thought they were killed, but I may have been wrong. For they are the spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to battle of the great day of God's Almighty. And let me read that again. For they are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to battle of that great day of God Almighty. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And they gathered them together in a place called, in Hebrew, Armageddon. And that's located in northern Israel. And another, it's also called Megiddo. And Lord, please let me finish reading this. The seventh bowl, the earth utterly shaken. Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl unto the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done. And there were noises and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as had not occurred since men were on the earth. Now, the great day was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon was remembered before God to give her his cup of wine, the fierceness of his wrath. Then every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And great hail from heaven fell upon men, every hailstone about the weight of a talent, and that's about 75 pounds. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, since that plague was exceedingly great. Thank you, Jesus. I finished reading chapter 16. Now, and let me just have a closing prayer. Father God, thank you for allowing me to read what I read, and let it be a blessing to the hearers. Father, thank you for your goodness and mercies. Give us this day our daily bread. Bless us. Forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. And deliver us from the evil one. In Jesus' name I pray. As always, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. And if it's the good Lord's will, I will be back and talk with you next time.
Heart. 'Cause Jesus. down.